Effective delegation. The points below will help you to delegate successfully. 1. Decide precisely the activities to be delegated and when. Do not leave things on broad canvas level where details can get lost. This is again where the SMART objectives technique can be very helpful. Make sure that the member of staff you choose is either capable of doing the job and has the necessary knowledge and training, or eventually will be over time with training. 3. Explain why as well as how. Do not assume that they know as much as you do, even if you have worked together for a long time. 4. Set and explain the goal, the results that have to be achieved. 5. Let real authority go with formal authority. 6. Know your member of staff's workload and help them establish priorities. 7. Always fix deadlines. If the task is large, fix the deadlines as you go. 8. Tell the person when you intend to follow up on the task and do so. 9. Show clearly that you have confidence in that person's ability to do the job. 10. Delegate to others in the way that you would like your manager to delegate to you. Explain what is to be done and make sure that the other person has understood completely. 11. Do not accept problems, but request solutions. Otherwise, you will find that your staff delegate upwards to you. 12. Always give positive feedback for a good piece of work. 13. Remember that intelligent people learn from mistakes, so allow them to happen. 14. Work out a system to keep track of what has been delegated and when it is expected. Delegation and control. Tasks are delegated when you ask a member of staff or colleague to undertake a task on your behalf, i.e., one which you would otherwise have to do yourself. You delegate the task and not the final responsibility for its successful execution. The latter situation remains with you. Why delegate? Well, to make more time for yourself and to avoid overload. Because someone in the group may be better fitted for the task than you. To develop the person you have delegated the task to. To add interest to someone's job. And to fully utilise the time, energy and talent of the group or team. When do you not delegate? Well, when failure will result in major disaster. Just because you do not like doing the job yourself. This becomes abdication and not delegation. When the task is clearly beyond the abilities of the individual you are delegating to. And when the person you are delegating to has no confidence that they can do the job. How to delegate? Define the task. Brief the individual. cover objectives, timescales, resources, constraints, and review processes. Inform others. You may need to explain to others that you have delegated the task and that the person doing it has your authority and support. Review progress. Set review dates, progress reports, and standards. Troubleshoot and coach to overcome problems. Resist the temptation to over-supervise or snatch the job back at the first sign of difficulty. Here is a systematic approach to delegation. Invest the time to delegate effectively and decide upon the task to be delegated. Where does it begin and end? Who will you delegate the task to and how will it benefit them? Break the task down into manageable chunks so that you can teach them one at a time. In what sequence will it be best to master each chunk? Plan in timescales, including review points. Discuss and agree the plan with the individual. Get their contribution and feedback. Confirm the plan. What extra resources will they need in terms of time, budget, materials or equipment, staff, training, and authority? Implement the plan chunk by chunk. Coach, action, monitor, review, and feedback. Hand over responsibility in stages, ensuring success at each stage. Hand over the complete task when you are both confident and then continue to support, but do not interfere.